Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, my colleague who's a columnist for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes political economics. He's based in London. He also watches the news on the television and the radio and the newspapers because London, being ahead of the East Coast and setting standards for our allies in the European Union, is a good way to watch the world news outside of the contest in the U.S. However, this time we're watching London deal with news of its own, which is the so-called India variant. This is the highly transmissible version of the virus that has shocked everyone by the scale of the damages done in India. We do not have good estimates of the deaths, of the damaged, of the people who are dying because they do not have oxygen. However, that India variant traveled before it was in some fashion identified. And it's now in the United Kingdom. And Joe, what I read is that there are neighborhoods or regions of the United Kingdom where it is advised not to travel or to avoid. Is this a constant topic in Britain now, the India variant? Because what we learned about the virus early on was if it's in one place, it soon goes everywhere.
Yes, there continues to be a lot of concern about this variant. Now, it's been an interesting change over the past week or so because there was a lot of alarm about this variant a couple weeks ago when it did seem to be spreading very quickly. Now, what has changed is that they've discovered that perhaps it isn't spreading quite as quickly as they thought that it did. And then they also are finding that it responds very well to the vaccines. The vaccines that already are being administered in the UK also protect against this particular variant. So sort of the nature of the crisis people feel they're addressing now has shifted, and it becomes more about a race to contain this variant so that you can push ahead with this very successful vaccination program before the variant has spread to the point where it again starts stressing the healthcare system. As part of that, they are experimenting apparently with some of these local travel restrictions, which they are very careful not to call local lockdowns because that would be politically poisonous right now, and see if that kind of gentle measure can control the spread of the variant just enough that they can continue getting traction with the vaccinations and ultimately control it that way.
There's a chart available from the London media. Areas where the Indian variant is increasingly prevalent, share of variants of concern in a fortnightly COVID-19 sequences. And I see the India variant dominates the charts everywhere, rising, some plateau, some not. These are very specific places they're mentioning, Ealing, Greenwich, Reading. I know all these from Dickens novels, not from actually having ever been there. Chorley, Bedford, Hounslow. So are you advised in some fashion not to go to these areas or to avoid contact with people coming from these areas? Or is this all informally done just as a for your information presentation?
Well, there's a confusion about that right now because this has been a bit of a communication failure on the part of the government. So some of those areas you mentioned, such as Ealing in West London or Greenwich in Southeast London, are within the London metro area. And I have not heard anything about any suggested restrictions on travel in or out of those areas. There has been some suggestion that the government was making an attempt to discourage travel into and out of some of these high Indian variant density neighborhoods in areas in the north of England or the Midlands region. And that has been very controversial, partly because the government doesn't appear to have communicated that message very effectively, and partly because those regions really bristle at the idea of any sort of regional or local lockdown. So I think, again, it is just a matter of what is the lightest possible restriction the government thinks it can get away with while it rushes manically to catch up on the vaccination front.
A walk in London parks. Well, actually, a walk everywhere now. I read from the news from London within the last hours. Shopper numbers in central London increased sharply last week as the return of indoor hospitality helped to drive up footfall as more people flocked to the capital to take advantage of the easing of lockdown measures. So, Joe, the sidewalks are crowded. The buses and taxis are crowded. What do you see?
Yes, things are definitely getting busy, and the return of indoor dining has made a big difference to other parts of the economy because, you know, the nature of London is that a lot of people live very far out, and if they want to come shopping in the center, you really do need to make a day of it because it's going to take you a while to get there. And so I think that having the option of indoor restaurants and cafes and pubs available is now opening new opportunities for people to come and, you know, shop in the retail stores that actually had been open for some time already. And, you know, that just illustrates how these economies are very complicated organisms. It's no easy matter to say, well, you can do one thing and not this other thing when it turns out that all of these activities are very interrelated in terms of the way that people actually do them on a daily basis.
Indoor dining, is it, are there restrictions, Joe? Are the plastic sheets still up? Are people being cautious about where they sit? What do you see from outside? If you walk past a restaurant or whether you've been in a restaurant, what's the difference?
Oh, well, I can tell you I went into a restaurant this past weekend, and the experience was that, I mean, there aren't, you know, sheets of plastic or anything like that. They are operating at reduced capacity. There are fewer tables in there than there might otherwise have been, and you have to wear a mask as you're being led to your table. But otherwise, it was a pleasantly normal experience, and I think that that also will probably encourage people to start doing more of it moving forward.
And the parks. We must walk through the parks. The weather's been moderate and dry here in the east coast of the United States. How's London's weather?
Oh, here it's been miserable and rainy, which is why the return of indoor hospitality has been very welcome. But hopefully we have warmer weather starting this weekend, and then people can get back to enjoying springtime in the park.
And no more hail. I understand, Joe, that it's been hailing now and again in London. Was I misinformed, or did you see such a thing?
No, we had hail, and people were not happy about it. You know, I think that there's been some frustration that the weather this time last year when we were in lockdown was so beautiful, and now this year it's been rather cold and dreary now that we're finally allowed to go out again. And so I think that people are just anxious to be able to, you know, enjoy London in all seasons. And that means that you can still enjoy going to the restaurant or the pub or the bar
without hail,
even if it's cold and rainy outside.
Without hail. Yes, I think that's wise. If we saw a hail here, we'd think it was going to be frogs raining next. Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.